You're listening to. You're listening to the Lucky Rock.
This is East Meets West with Mr. Big. First up, nose jobs for the Olsen twins. Apparently not content with the matching stick figure frames, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are rumored to be considering identical nose jobs. Inspired by the Olsen twins, Republican presidential contenders Rudy Giuliani and Newt Gingrich are considering identical facelifts to go along with their matching extramarital affairs. In other news, global warming is heating up in Belgium. Local officials in Belgium's French-speaking region of Wallonia have a new tool in the fight against global warming, a tax on barbecuing. In fact, officials say they will use helicopters with thermal sensors to detect illegal grilling. Meanwhile, in the United States, a Tennessee sheriff is now using helicopters to detect every time someone fires up the grill at Al Gore's mansion. Already, two choppers have made emergency landings because of poor visibility caused by Al's round-the-clock barbecuing. In Hollywood news, HBO is planning to make a supposedly unbiased film titled Recount about the 2000 presidential election. Interestingly, the film's director, executive producer, and writer are all Democrats. HBO is also rumored to be planning a fair film on the Holocaust by Jew-hating Iranian President Ahmadinejad and the KKK. In other Hollywood news, Jennifer Lopez found it especially challenging working with husband Mark Anthony on the new film El Cantante because the acting styles are so different. Elsewhere, ex-Saturday Night Live stars are rumored to be reluctant to appear on the show because the former cast members' comic styles are actually funny. In military news, Afghan soldiers have captured Mullah Mahmoud, a Taliban leader and expert bomb maker who tried to flee a security operation in southern Afghanistan dressed in a burqa, the standard outfit for Afghan women. Also this week, John McCain and Rudy Giuliani were seen fleeing presidential campaign stops dressed in navy suits, the standard outfit for true conservatives. In another J-Lo story, Lopez will not promote a new Spanish language album in Latin music outlets. Said representatives from the largest Latino music store chain, "We've supported her from the beginning. Now we're told by her record company she will only visit Anglo retail outlets." Inspired by J-Lo, Barack Obama, looking to market himself to those not on the far left, has asked members of the media to no longer photograph him with liberals of any kind. This after liberal lobbying group Americans for Democratic Action gave Obama a perfect 100 score, 5 points higher than even Ted Kennedy. In other entertainment news, a giant Michael Jackson is coming to Las Vegas. The New York Daily News reports that Michael Jackson has been reviewing plans for a 50-foot robotic replica of himself should he launch a show in Las Vegas. Said one of the robot's designers, laser beams would shoot out of it, so it'd be the first thing people flying would see. This story is definitely funny enough on its own. No joke from Mr. Big necessary. In international news, British school teachers are now avoiding the Holocaust and the Crusades. UK teachers are dropping controversial subjects such as the Holocaust and the Crusades from history lessons because they do not want to offend children from certain races or religions. A lack of factual knowledge among some teachers, particularly in primary schools, is also leading to, quote, shallow lessons on emotive and difficult subjects. Of course, skipping the atrocities of the Holocaust and omitting the Crusades because teaching about them might offend some or because teachers are ignorant is absolutely ridiculous. However, the Lucky Rock hopes that many members of Congress will be inspired by this story to leave office, realizing how offended we are by the idiotic spending and the complete lack of factual knowledge necessary to adequately represent us. In other political news, you can't arrest me, I'm Dick Cheney. Connecticut police took a man to a hospital for a psychiatric evaluation after he led them on a high-speed chase and then claimed to be Vice President Dick Cheney. Police say 42-year-old John Spurnack later admitted he wasn't Cheney, but he was actually Charlie's Angel star Jacqueline Smith. They said he also claimed to be the husband of Paris Hilton's sister. In a related story, Nancy Pelosi was caught last week pretending to be the chief diplomat for the United States and Israel during her idiotic trip to Syria, which even the uber-liberal New York Times has criticized. Pelosi trampled the long-standing U.S. policy of negotiating with foreign powers exclusively through the Secretary of State and the president. Nancy also stupidly informed Syria that Israel was ready to talk. The Israelis quickly refuted her statement, saying that Pelosi failed to mention the grounds for those talks, that Syria stopped funding Israel-hating terrorist groups such as Hamas and Hezbollah. And finally this week, a man whose son was killed in the Iraq War says lawmakers who are pushing for troop withdrawal timelines are refusing to meet with him. Chris Hager says, I've seen them embracing Cindy Sheehan. They make themselves accessible to people who agree with them. Elsewhere, Tom Cruise and John Travolta will be in Florida this weekend, signing autographs for anyone also willing to stop thinking, ditch the real world, and worship at the altar of a crackpot science fiction writer. And that's Eats Meets Wes with Mr. Big.
You've just listened to the Lucky Rock.